The Church Media Podcast, episode number 28, Plex, the best kept secret for your digital media library, with Scott Hancock. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to episode number 28 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. In this episode, I'm going to share a tool with you that will change the game for you when it comes to organizing and accessing your digital media files. Remember, you can find tons of free content from this episode, including show notes, free PDFs, and more, all on our website at 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 28 and you'll be good to go. All right, guys, this episode I'm focusing on telling you all about the Plex Media Server. This is a tool that I use to organize and access my entire digital media library. Movies, TV shows, home videos, photos, content that I produce for churches and ministries, everything. Any digital media file that I produce or that I get is stored and accessed through my Plex Media Server. It, in my opinion, is literally the best kept secret when it comes to organizing your digital media library. Plex is a tool that organizes all your digital media files and allows you to access that media from any device, anywhere. I recently had the opportunity to chat with Scott Hancock, who is the Vice President of Marketing at Plex. Here's my full interview with him. I'll be back to wrap things up a little bit later in the show. Check this out.
This is an exclusive interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get shareable content and free resources for your team at 1230media.com/podcast. Here's Carl now.
Hey guys, I want to welcome on the phone Scott Hancock, Vice President of Marketing at Plex. Scott, thanks so much for joining me on the show, man. It's an honor to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for those people who may not be familiar with Plex, give us a quick snapshot of what it is and some unique features that it may provide.
Yeah, sure. So Plex is essentially a suite of software and apps that essentially give you instant access to all of your media on all of your screens. And so what we mean by that is it's all of your home movies, your photos, your music, your TV shows and movies that you have. And then it makes it so that you can quickly find and stream what you want to any device, basically anytime.
I'm a customer of yours. I have a massive movie collection where I've digitized every movie and TV show I have, and I access my entire library using Plex, from movies to shows to music and photos. I can access all of my media via my TV, phone, iPad, or any device. It's really like having my own personal Netflix server. Now, tell me how Plex started. Who came up with the idea, and how's it grown in recent years?
Yeah, sure. So it started with a couple of guys, Scott Olakowski and Alon Feingold are the co-founders. And basically, the company started by the two of them because they, too, had a large media collection. And this is back in 2006 or 2007. And they were looking for ways to easily access it all on all of their devices without having to basically copy those files onto those individual devices and basically have replicas everywhere.
Yeah.
They have, Scott himself has five kids, and so as you can imagine, playing the same movies over and over and over again, he went through a number of DVDs and things like that with peanut butter on it and thrown across the room, that he got tired of that and was looking for a solution. So he and Alon found each other online that were looking for to do the same thing, and they started the company, now 9-10 years ago, and they, it started off as a hobby, and it quickly grew into a business at about 2009, and then a few years ago, a number of us joined and actually, basically helped to grow it to what it is today, which is a global business with about, it's about 6 million or so active users across the globe, about half of those in the U.S., and the other half mostly in Europe, but also in the Central America and a little bit of Asia as well.
Yeah, I really think it's the best-kept secret when it comes to a digital media library solution. I'm pleased to see you guys connect with companies like Apple and Google and Vizio to help expand what you guys are doing. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to simplify that whole process, right? I think it's a growing, it's not really a problem, but I guess it's a first little problem where we have a growing library of media, and it's kind of scattered everywhere, and that's the beauty of Plex and the media server, which is a piece of the software. It's kind of the brains behind the operation.
One really intuitive feature that I really like is once Plex sees a movie or show, like you were saying, it goes out and it finds additional content, trailers, behind-the-scenes clips, more packages that go with the content, little behind-the-scenes clips and stuff like that. You talked about that a little bit. Tell me how it works. How does it go and find stuff and package that all together?
Yeah, sure. So essentially the way you set up Plex is, you know, you point your Plex server to your files. And so if you're pointing it to a movie, you've said, hey, here's my movies. We know that that is indeed a movie. It will collect information based on the file information that you've provided, and we will go out and get the associated data for that movie. So we work with a number of different partners that live in various places online, and we'll grab the information from IMDb, for instance, or some sort of a description, and then we'll get the movies and trailers from another source, and we'll pull those in so that you have it all in that one place, as opposed to you having to go out to all these individual places to get that information. It's all presented to you in one, kind of beautiful interface.
Yeah, and it finds all the metadata too: cast information, director information, little synopsis text, and all the metadata comes with it, which is really cool. Like I was saying earlier, you guys have partnered with companies like Google using Chromecast, Vizio, and others to provide some really unique features. So tell me about the companies that you've partnered with, like those guys, and what's in the future for those partnerships.
Yeah, sure. So Plex basically works on every screen you can think of, and that's from your mobile device to your tablet to your PC, and now to the exploding category of streaming devices, and that's the Chromecast. Roku is another great partner of ours, one of our original partners, and those guys have been fantastic, and they've got a great solution for their users. We just launched on the Apple TV as well, and that's seemed to be very well received, and on the new Apple TV, I should say. And that's been going quite well for us. We also work on the Amazon products, the Amazon Fire TV and Amazon Fire Stick. Those things are also doing quite well for us. And essentially, each of those devices, you're able to view your photos, listen to your music, and watch your movies in home videos. And then what you can do also is, one thing I should mention, is that you can share. So you can share access to your media server. So if you have family across the states, this is what I do with my parents, is I upload the latest and greatest videos that I've created, and my parents then have the most recent videos, and they can also see kind of the whole collection of home videos that I have made, as well as the photos. We have a feature called Camera Upload, so that when you walk in the door, if you so choose, your Wi-Fi will automatically suck up your latest photos onto your server so that you have the latest and greatest photos on your media server. And so your parents can watch it on the Roku, that's attached to their TV, so they can see it in the big screen, or they can just watch it on their laptop or on their iPad or on their Android phone. We work across basically all those platforms, and the ability to stream works the same, or sorry, share streaming works the same way across those different platforms as well.
Yeah, I think the shared content is a really cool feature. How do you get away with that legally, I guess, with sharing movies and TV shows and protected content?
Yeah, so you're not broadcasting it. What you're doing is you're sharing one-to-one access, so it's as if you are in my house watching it with me. Is essentially how that works.
Gotcha.
And so I'm not rebroadcasting basically that content. I'm actually able to just share it individually with you, and you can watch it. I'm not giving you the file. You're just streaming from my collection.
That's really neat. All right, so let's talk about channels. Channels is another really cool feature. Plex has channels of all the major networks, most of them, and cable channels as well, with commercial-free viewing of their latest programming. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have some channels that we have deals with. It really varies, and a lot of those are third parties. So we have some control over those, but a lot of that is basically open for folks to write channels to the Plex server. So there's a number of those that are available, and so many to list that it's tough for me to say which ones are current and which ones aren't.
Yeah. So how would you compare to like a, do you want to be a new Hulu or Amazon or something like that? How do you want those channels to work? Like right now I could go on and watch commercial-free programming from ABC, NBC, Fox, that's sitting there right on Plex where I could go over to Hulu and have to buy it. How do you want that to be accessible in the future, or how is that partnership going to work in the future?
Yeah, I think what you're talking about are probably some that are written by third parties, since those aren't ours that we actually create. It's tough for me to say exactly how those work, but I can give you kind of an overview of kind of where we're headed, what we want to become, and that's essentially we want to be that one window into all of your media, and it's whether it's the media that you currently own and have, or it's the media that you want to stream from various sources. And so, you know, with there's a plethora of content that's out there. And, you know, you watch Hulu for specific content. You watch Netflix for specific content. You watch YouTube for snacks, you know, snack-sized content. There's a number of choices. And so as we sort of start to, you know, cut the cable and free ourselves from, you know, from cable in certain instances, it introduces some complexity that cable solved for us, right, which was it's really simple to find that content. Well, we want to be that for the cord cutters. We want to be that for the people who have a lot of content themselves, as well as augment that with other sources online.
So do you think this is the way to go? Like for me, I have this massive DVD and Blu-ray collection, but the discs are just sitting on my shelf. Like I haven't actually pulled out a disc in I can't remember how long, because or even if I get a disc, I'll put it in my computer once, digitize the file, throw it into Plex, and it's good to go, and I never have to touch the disc again. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. You guys are being that window for guys like me. So tell me what is we talked about this a little bit. What's next for Plex? Give me some new features that maybe you guys are working on that haven't come out yet.
You're setting me up. we keep those pretty close to the vest, and that's primarily because we're a small team. And as soon as we say, hey, we're working on this new feature, we get hit up all over the place with, when's it going to come? And it means that we have to put aside other things to focus on it, and
right.
We're just super reluctant to do that.
Maybe let me ask you this way. What are some requests that have been made? Like, I'm sure Apple TV was one of those big requests. Hey, can you guys get on Apple TV? What are some requests that people keep asking you? Hey, this feature would be awesome.
Yeah, so, it's really hard to say. Now that we're on Apple TV, that solves probably 75-80% of the requests that we got before. So I think within that, there's we have a lot of guys who are the true, I guess, industry leaders, I guess, or you know, these guys are the thought leaders in the kind of the media category, and they're the friend that we all have, right? He's the guy with a lot of music. He's the guy with a lot of movies. You're probably that guy, and you're the guy that everybody turns to, right? These are the types of guys that use Plex, and these are the type of guys that have demands for high quality content. And so the things that we're working on is basically improving the content and the replay of that high quality content. 4K, for instance, although there's not a whole lot of content out there for 4K just yet,
right,
we do get a lot of requests for that. In fact, it works right now on those that can support 4K. Plex will work with those providers or with those platforms, I should say, with 4K content that they may have. Now, that's few and far between, but those are the guys that, you know, we're dealing with, the guys who probably have that 4K content, even though there's not much out there.
Right. Okay, so for our podcast and blog is mainly toward church media guys, so guys in churches and ministry situations that have loads of B-roll, stock footage, that type of content. Talk to that guy, maybe not the movie and TV show guy. Tell me about the fringe guy that can use Plex for a different purpose, or for, you know what I'm saying, not the direct purpose of movies, TV shows, photos, but maybe the B-roll stock footage, how to organize your library of content that you've produced yourself, maybe home movies and that sort of thing. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, we're working on, so the solution we're working on, you asked about some of the features that we are working on. I will tell you some of the things we are working on. One of which is improving the photo experience as well as the home movie experience. And by that I mean it's going to be better automated, higher quality view, thumbnails, the ability to kind of sift through your content more quickly and access it more easily, not only on your screens locally, but also streaming to screens that are connected to that server. And so, you know, what we're finding is that there's a number of schools now and churches as well. And we've been hit up a few times by a number of churches and schools where what's nice about it is that you can kind of centrally manage that content and then, you know, share access to that server across the different classrooms or different rooms and basically select the things that you want to make available to that particular room to stream. So if you have the youngins, right, and so the youngins should only have access to this kind of content. Well, you can easily basically designate that certain type of content to make it accessible to the folks in that lower age group room. And then for the higher age group, you have another set of content. You kind of basically section that off for that particular room. But it's all centrally managed. It's a lot easier to do it that way as opposed to basically slinging around different DVDs or different computers or whatever it happens to be. You can do that centrally through the Plex Media server.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's my wife's a teacher, so a school would be a really cool method or venue for Plex. That's a really cool idea.
What's nice is that, you know, I mentioned we're a small business, so we really don't focus on what would be considered enterprise. But for the folks that we have spoken to, like, the things that they're looking to do is virtually free. There is probably zero cost for them from a Plex perspective, because they'd be using all free features. And so they're pretty floored by the fact that, you know, they'd be able to do the vast majority of the things that they want to do for free. And, right. You know, in fact, we were talking to one of the movie studios, and, you know, they've spent millions of dollars of trying to do what we do in the form of sharing. Because, you know, if you can imagine the guys with that content, early viewed content, that they have to send out, you know, physical DVDs to people and say, please don't distribute this. And, you know, those things wind up online or elsewhere. They actually, with Plex, would be able to say, okay, buddy, you have access to this one movie. I'm not giving you the file. And, oh, by the way, I know when you're streaming from me because I can see it on my console. And they're like, what? You can do that? And, you know, they're kind of blown away by that. So
yeah.
That's just another example of how people are using Plex in the enterprise world.
Yeah, that's really neat. In fact, I've run into that several times in doing the podcasts and stuff and getting movies ahead of time and that sort of thing. And they actually watermark put your name watermarked on the movie.
Right.
I know that that's your copy that I let you view.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really neat. All right. So most of the features, like you were mentioning, are absolutely free. And some come with the Plex Pass subscription. So give me an idea of audience pricing, subscription information, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. So the way we make money is basically through a Plex Pass, and that's our premium offering. And a Plex Pass is made available to anyone. It is $4 a month or $40 a year, or at the moment we have a lifetime for $150. And basically what that gets you is premium, our premium offering. And so that's anything from mobile sync. So if you wanted to sync your content onto your mobile device using Plex, that is a premium feature. If you wanted to sync your Plex Media server to your media that you have stored in the cloud, and whether that's Google Drive or Dropbox or Box, any number of those cloud providers, that's called Cloud Sync, and that is a premium offering. And we have a number of other premium offerings, but those are the two kind of primary benefits, as well as you get early access to apps as they come available. And so that's really great for our big fans, the guys who really want to get their hands on the new features before anyone else. They get access to those new features early.
Yeah, that's really neat. And one thing that I notice is everything updates automatically, especially like I use Vizio a lot, the app on my Vizio Smart TV. And it just has appeared or automatically updated, the interface has, where I don't have to go in, and it doesn't seem like I have to go in and kind of change that around or update that. I do on my computer every now and then, but not on the other applications, it seems.
Yeah, if you have that enabled, you know, on your smartphone, for instance, if you have that enabled on your phone, then it's automatically updated, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys have definitely done a good job of making the interface more user-friendly. Like the last couple of updates that you've come out with, that just, especially with the home movies that you were mentioning, photos, music, has been a big one that you guys have come out with lately that have been just really good. So, man, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate your insight into the world of Plex, and I wish you guys the best with the product and your company.
Awesome. Thanks. It's been fun.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get exclusive content for your team online now at 1230media.com.
All right, guys, I want to tell you how I use Plex and some ideas for using the service in church media and some ideas just for fun. So for church media, here are some thoughts. Number one, you could use the server to store and organize all your B-roll that you shoot. From your pastor's sermons, worship services, B-roll for your produced projects, it's a great way to organize and see what you have so you know where to find it on all your drives. Second idea is you can store all your photos on the server. So if you have a photographer that goes around your church snapping great photos for you, you can store and organize all your photos where they are easily accessed and viewed by anybody, anywhere. So if you have someone that needed to view photos or content, they don't have to be at your desk or you don't have to transfer files all around. They can easily pull up your Plex server or app and view that content. All right, third idea, store and access your pre-service music. Plex can easily store all your music and anyone can access it to create playlists, view all the metadata associated with your music, and more. You can use it for pre-service music. Fourth idea, you can easily play your media content on any device and even cast it to TVs and other screens using Google Chromecast. All your media can be stored in one central location and anyone can access it from wherever they are. So no need to move drives or files around. If you got classrooms, different classrooms going on in your church that you want certain content to go to certain screens, that sort of thing, you can stream content to your screens with ease. Okay, here's some ideas to use Plex just for fun. So, confession time, again, I said this in the interview with Scott, I have an embarrassingly large movie collection. Now, it took me a while to do this, but using the software Handbrake, I ripped every movie and TV show that I own on DVD and Blu-ray to my computer, and I stored it on an external hard drive as a digital file. And I named each in the way that Plex reads it. I downloaded the Plex Media Server for free from Plex.tv. Then I organized my movies and shows and can access them literally from anywhere in the world. As long as my computer is on and my external hard drive is on, Plex pulls the file from that external hard drive and streams it to any device or any screen. I even use the Plex app on my iPhone with Google Chromecast and can cast anything in my library to my TV or any TV that has a Chromecast. So let me give you an example here. Like Scott was saying, that he uses it with his parents for home videos and stuff like that. If I'm visiting my family for the holidays and we want to watch a movie that I have at home or a home video that I have stored on my computer at home or family photos or something like that, that's easy. We use the $35 Chromecast on the back of their TV that we got them, and I pull up the movie on my Plex app on my phone, and I cast it to their TV. Now, I'm hundreds of miles away, and it beautifully streams to their TV. It's my own personal Netflix. It's awesome. Vizio and other smart TVs also have built-in Plex apps. So in this scenario, you wouldn't need Chromecast. You can just access your digital library right from your TV. This is a really great tool that is consistently getting more and more useful. Plex.tv is the website to go to get started. Plex.tv. Seriously, check it out today. I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Church Media Podcast. We want to learn from each other how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and where they take their next step with Him. If you want all my notes and ideas for using the Plex Media Server in a handy PDF, you can download that for free and get all the show notes and more at 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 28 and you'll get tons of free content. 1230media.com/podcast. Also, you can find out more about how I use Plex and hear an encore of my interview with Scott Hancock on the blog at 1230media.com/Plex. That's P-L-E-X, 1230media.com/Plex. I want to thank the legend for producing this episode of the podcast, David Michael Hyde. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. David composes scores for short films and features. He's amazing. If you have a project that needs a score, this is the guy to get. You can find him at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free Church Media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.